A big decision looms for Michigan's Island National Park. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Isle Royale National Park is a dedicated wilderness area. Managers do their best to keep it as untouched by humans as possible, but people might need to step in. Phyllis Green is the park's superintendent.
At this point, we're concerned about the low levels of wolves on the island, but we're also concerned about making sure that the next steps we take are well thought out.
There are just 8 wolves left on Isle Royale. The Park Service is talking to experts to try to figure out what to do next, and they also want to hear your opinions. One person who's been studying these wolves for a long time is Rolf Peterson. He's a research professor at Michigan Tech, and he joins me now to share his thoughts. So this is the 55th year of the wolf-moose study, and it was the first year in the entire history of the project that you were not able to find any evidence that the wolves are reproducing. How serious is this?
Well, if it keeps going, that'll be the end of them. Now, it may be just a temporary thing, and there may be some other animal out there able to reproduce, but the handwriting is on the wall in terms of genetic viability, so this is not unexpected, but it can't be predicted either.
Why do you think that the wolves are not reproducing?
Oh, it's probably either lack of genetic viability or the population is now so low that an individual wolf that might breed can't find an appropriate breeder that isn't, you know, their brother or their mother or their sister or something like that.
How much longer do you think they can hang on?
Well, wolves don't typically live very long, 4 or 5 years on average. Now, the population is relatively young, so there would be some wolves that would live for several more years.
One of the things that people like to suggest is that we could take wolves from somewhere else, maybe from the UP, and drop them into Isle Royale. Would that work?
Oh, under the present circumstances, I think it would probably be a successful injection of new genes. You know, if the population was large, you know, 20 to 30 wolves in all territorial packs, then they might kill newcomers. But now, especially with reproduction bumping along or absent, I think they would tend to look on new wolves with some pleasure.
What do you think about that idea of bringing in new wolves?
Well, it's one of the 3 options that the Park Service has, and they're reviewing what they should do next, of course. They could do nothing at all, just let things go whatever direction they might go, or they could wait till wolves go extinct and then start over with brand new genes, brand new population from the mainland, or they could attempt to genetically rescue the current wolf population.
And at this point, what would you like to see happen?
Well, long term, as long as there are moose present on the island, I think it's entirely appropriate that there be wolves there. So that's the first important decision. That's the most important decision, I think. And then given that there should be wolves there, it's just a matter of whether we'd put them there before extinction. And I tend to lean toward that just because the main science involved would benefit the most from that experience.
Well, it's always great to talk with you. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Rolf Peterson has been studying the wolves and moose of Isle Royale for 43 years. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.